W. WRWB, 49, and we're standing by. WSCU 202. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead. You got WRWB 49 here.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a nice day, at least so far. I thought we were supposed to get some rain, and then, I don't know, the weather changed as they normally do, so I'm not sure what's supposed to happen today.
Well, we had some rain last night. I was out burning brush in my backyard, and it started coming down, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go back in. I stayed out there, it started sprinkling, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go in. I don't know if it, you know, stuck around for long, but I just went inside.
Yeah, I was on my way home yesterday evening, and it looked like some gray clouds were to the west, and I seen a few sprinkles on the window. I brought up the weather map as I was driving home. I was about four or five miles west, and you could see there was a rain cloud approaching, kind of oblong, you know. It was like long from north to south, and it was moving east. And then when I got home, it never did rain, but that front approached, and it got like gray and windy, but I never did see any rain.
Yeah, it did rain over here, just for a little bit.
I see we got somebody screwing around already this morning at 5:37 in the morning, Mike. Can you believe it?
Well, one of the people in question, he was already out here this morning and he threw his call sign out, so leads me to believe, you know, he's one of the culprits. But, you know, I don't want to just run on speculation, but, I mean, it's pretty coincidental. Back over to you.
Oh, you know, it's one of the three. They're all ill that way, so, I mean, it's obvious. Shameful is what it is.
Anyway, enough of that. Yeah, when you signed off yesterday, there was a guy I was talking to from Midland. He was coming in here off the Mount Clemens.
Okay, yeah, so there will be band openings in the morning. These are the temperature inversions called ducting, right? So this is what you get when Cleveland comes in. This is what you get when you typically go a little further in particular directions. So it's more prevalent in the fall, actually, when you get the bigger temperature differentials between day and night. So, but it can happen any time, of course. So, there you go. We're not really interested in you playing audio over the GMRS machine there. People need to get a life.
Besides that, yeah, it does. It comes and goes early in the morning, I noticed, when it's most prevalent with the temperature changes and that. But yeah, he was here for about, I'd say, good half hour, an hour, and he started to fade out.
Yep. So, you know, that's just a thing that happens, so it's pretty cool when it does.
Now, one day we had a guy come in from the Kalamazoo area. He was here for about maybe a good 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, my guess, Kalamazoo, that was probably coming through the Detroit repeater.
Yeah, I do believe so.
Well, just pay attention to the courtesy tones. That tells you everything. You commit them to memory, you'll know which one's which.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
One day out of the way. It was a short of a day for me. I had some other things to take care of.
QRM on that last transmission.
Yeah, just working through my weak spot there. Should be getting better in moments to come here. That was probably me, Mike, in my weak area. It should be better.
Yeah, a lot better.
Yeah, you want to find out where all the interferences come from. You just need to park the right radio on the right frequency, right in between Frazo, 9 Mile Road in Gratiot, and, you know, basically 9 Mile Road in Shanger, right? Somewhere right in the middle of all that, and you'll have your guy.
Well, we'll have to go on a Fox Hunt one day and triangulate the signal.
Anyways, yeah, so do you know the weather forecast today? No rain in the forecast? I mean, they keep changing it. I didn't look this morning, but...
No, I'm not sure. Maybe I can consult One-Eyed Rex.
Well, I'll bring it up here for whatever this one's worth. It's a Sirius XM weather and traffic here. Hang on a minute. Nope. Probably pretty clear today.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like the way this one does the forecast, but... as they say, for the next 5-6 hours. And sun, so I think that trend probably continues through most of the day and into the evening, I'm guessing, so. We're just, 10 or 11 days away from the longest light year day of the year, right? It typically happens June 21st, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, you'll have to give me a call in a few minutes, you know, maybe 5 minutes down the road here. I have to fill you in on some information.
Yeah, I could do that. WRWB 49.
Traffic's running good this morning. What time you got to get out of the gate there this morning, Mike?
What was that? I had the radio turned down for a sec.
Oh. WSHM 738. So what time you got to get rolling this morning?
No, I got to be to work at 7 here.
Very good. Hey, I think I also heard last night somebody's chucking some wood out of the way. You don't have to elaborate, but nice to see progress is being made.
Yeah. I'm like, thank God, you know. Yep. That was over the weekend.
Yeah, good. Good. So, all right, well, you get a chance, give me a ring on the phone here in the next few minutes, Mike. I'm going to hang this thing up, and I'll talk to you in a bit there. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
All right, we'll catch you in a bit. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
SGU 844 monitoring.
WSHR 566. Good morning, WSGU 844.
Hi, good morning, Kev. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm doing. I'm okay.
Roger, roger. So I didn't get a chance to talk to you too much yesterday. So how'd your day go yesterday?
Oh, it went good. It was kind of slow. But other than that, the day kind of dragged a little bit, but then it went by pretty fast.
Copy that. That's good. It's got the engine all nice and clean.
Yeah, I couldn't wax it because of, well, the teeth has got checked. I didn't wax it because, you know, when you get a new vehicle, you got to wait so many days or whatever it is to wax them.
Yeah, copy that. But you're at station one yesterday?
Yeah, copy that.
Cool, cool. When's your next day?
Tomorrow and Friday.
Alrighty, that's cool. What are you doing today?
I don't know yet. We might, Connie's got some flowers here that need to be planted, so I might do that, but other than that, I really ain't got too much planned.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mowed the front grass yesterday. And, yeah, the guys didn't start putting up the fence until, what time was it? Around noon. They got all the poles in. And, they got one gate there by the barn put up, the entrance gate. And, they're starting to put up. weather started, so we'll be back this morning around 8 or so.
Copy that.
Can't wait for that to be all up and situated, so now I can have the run of that area. It'll be nice.
Yeah, copy. Oh, hey, I know what I wanted to tell you. I don't think I told you, but I don't know if you talked to Dave since Sunday, but he said when you put that that regulator in, he told me to tell you that when you do that, you put them voltage testers and put it on the battery, I think he said. And he says if you're getting 14, I think he told me between 12 and 14 or 14, you're good. But if it's going 20 to 30, you should shut the dang thing off. That means your, would not to start the alternator as bad.
Yeah, I did get a chance to talk to him yesterday on the way home. Yeah, he told me that. So, yeah, might have one somewhere around. It's not going to have to get one.
Yeah, copy that. Your park should be there too.
Yep. So that'll be nice. So yeah, then we'll go. Brandon's supposed to meet me up there on Saturday and put it in.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, everything will go all right. You'll have it in.
Yeah. Well, just as long as nothing else goes wrong with it, we'll be good.
Yeah, I'm surprised Dave isn't out here this morning.
Copy that. I was thinking the same thing. He must have slept in a little bit.
Copy that.
Talked to Jimmy 432 on the other frequency this morning on the ride in. On the Mayville repeater. I was on a Mayville repeater, he's on a Flint repeater until he gets so far, and then he switches over to the Mayville.
Yeah, copy that one.
Bit of traffic out here this morning.
Whereabouts are you at now?
Just went over 32 Mile Road, southbound on 53. I was going to get the truck washed, and I forgot all about it. I was going to go on to 32 and stop at the drive through one there in Romeo.
Copy that.
Now the pollen and the little bit of the rain makes a mess out of this poor thing.
Oh, I know. You wash the vehicle, and a couple of days later, doesn't even look like you did. A day later, doesn't look like you did anything.
Yeah, it looks like you got a '55 Chevy in front of me. Oh, it's so sweet.
Oh, wait a minute now. It's not a Ford.
Oh, when it comes to the, that's my favorite Chevy. It's a '55. Yeah, it looks like he's it's a beauty. Wow. Yeah, it looks like it's a project car, but it's black and white, it's sweet. No, that's my favorite Chevy, 55 Chevy.
Yeah, that's probably what I might do today. I'd take out my power washer and wash the vehicle today. I might do that.
WSGU844, yeah, it sounds like a good plan.
Yep, WSHR566.
Get a chance to talk to your daughters. They have a good time up in Port Sanilac over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, and guess what I see sitting in the garage? Two 30-packs or whatever they are of that apple drink that you like and sitting in my garage. I guess I think, yeah, Tanya told you, but I guess they had a bunch of it up in Port Sanilac, he said. If I would have known, I would have had my daughter pick up a case for you.
Copy that. That's all right. I might take a ride up there on Sunday and see if I can get a case or two. I don't know. And like I said, Saturday we'll be at the cottage. Sunday, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, copy that one. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing either. Sunday's Father's Day, so Tanya said something. We might go see her her dad. He's got his big, his 34-footer in the water, his boat. So he said he was going to be up there, so I don't know if we're going to. I told her I'd rather go there on Saturday. If I don't want to really go there on Sunday, but oh, it is what it is.
Copy that. Yeah, Brandon, Chloe, and Paisley are coming over tonight for dinner. And yeah, today's my dad's birthday, so I'm gonna give him a call, and then I'll call him when I get home and sing him happy birthday. That's what we like to do. They sing me happy birthday when it's mine or Kelly's, and vice versa. But I have a meeting after work at work about a new system that they're forcing out on us for just more work for us to do and less for whoever did before. So, it's always something.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I know that.
And I just got orders to make for a couple stops that I haven't service in a couple of weeks because of the holiday, and then because I have no orders for them. I think they're only missed once. But anyways, that's extra stuff I got to do today, and I know I made a big order for the commissary today because the guy that filled in for me didn't. I think they only had him run over to commissary a couple times instead of 5 days.
Yeah, copy that. Are you going to be anywhere close to my house? I know you said maybe the commissary, but are you doing any deliveries around here?
Yeah, well, I've got Walgreens at 21 and Card. No, not Card. Yeah, that's Card. Yeah. And 21 North Avenue, that gas station there. That's about it. Close to you.
Yeah, you'll only be like not even about a minute or 2 minutes away from my house. That's the one on 21 North Avenue.
You live by the high school then, huh?
Yep. Well, yeah, we face the high school. I can, well, if I walked across the street to my neighbor's and his gate, I can see the school. Well, actually, I can see it from here, but, yep. So if you take North Avenue, if you come out of the gas station there to North Avenue and make a, let me see, I'll get my left turn, I'm probably only about three or four streets from there.
You're off of North Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Copy that. The other radio on?
Oh, my G4. No, I had it on most of the night. I was listening to DFD most of the night. Oh, I had it on Macomb, and then the county fire, and then I listened to DFD, and then I shut off probably around 5 o'clock or so, something like that.
Was it a busy night in Detroit?
Yeah, I think I heard a couple box alarms, but nothing spectacular.
WSGU 844, copy that.
I sent that friend of mine a message about my radio, about that open scan. He hasn't answered me back, but maybe if he answers me back today, maybe if he ain't busy, maybe I'll be able to go up there and have him do that for me. But other than that, I don't, that radio is set up good for me, so I like the way it is, so.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll be around that area. That's my first stop, Elizabeth and Grosbeck.
Yeah, copy that.
Big John and his partner, I haven't seen them lately, but they usually stop in that gas station and grab some stuff at the beginning of their day, and then I'll see them at that speedway there at Grosbeck and Hall Road also, but like I said, I haven't seen them in a while. I guess I'm running slow. Yeah, I run behind.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, what was that?
I said you said Big John. Who are you talking about?
He's a sheriff deputy.
Okay, that is he a deputy in the township here, or is he one of the prisoner works on the prisoner van?
He's a prison, he works in a prisoner van now, but he used to be a deputy for, I won't say his last name on the radio, but he used to be a deputy for Lenox Township.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me about that, yeah, yep. Well, maybe if I'm out and about today, maybe if I might see you.
Copy that. Yeah, I've known him since the Richmond days, cruising Richmond back in the late 80s, early 90s. But yeah, I'm gonna clear out of here, clear up the frequency. But I'll see you later. Have yourself a good day. To all the other half, I said hi and have yourself a good day. WSGU 844, and we'll be clear after your final.
Copy that, Sherman. Yeah, you have a good day too. Safe travels, and definitely I'll try to get a hold of you when you get off of work, or you get a hold of me on the radio. And like I said, have a great day, and maybe I'll see you on travel. WSHR 566 clear.
Roger, Roger. WSU 844.
WIGH 218 WIAG 488, copy.
WROK 973, monitoring.
WIGH 218, hey Jack.
Good morning. How are we doing this morning?
Yeah, we're doing good. It's going to be a little cooler today, but no rain.
Roger. Are you on that Yagi?
Negative. No, I'm on the Harvest. Roger.
Oh, I see you on the Harvest. Was that Western Ocean Radio?
Yeah, copy that. Medium power, 10 watts.
I see. Yeah. Anyhow, anything new out there this morning?
I just got up and turned it on. I ain't heard nothing, just you blared in. But kind of sleeping in a little bit now. Got a ain't got to get up so early no more. I'm trying to break that habit there, Roger.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Me too. I don't feel like getting up in the morning. But the sunshine comes up first. And today it's going to be look like a good day for the sunshine.
Yeah, copy that. So I got that DB20G in my Jeep, and I'm going to go out and do some testing today. I didn't get to it yesterday, but we're going to do some testing on that and some SWR readings. See if I can't get it dialed in a little lower. See how it goes there, Roger.
Roger, yeah, I know. Just make sure, you know, you got a good magnum mount place. That way you can test it.
Yeah, copy that. Now that magnum mount, it's got a rubber cup on the bottom of it, you know, so you don't scratch your... Now, I'm wondering if that's going to create... Has it got to be grounded to the steel roof, or no?
No, you don't have to. Just leave it the way it is. You should have a good match on it.
Alright, we'll try that. And I don't know. My SWR meter's on cheap little Shurikens. I don't know if it's accurate. I'll try it several different ways and see if I can't get an accurate reading that I can trust on it and go, Roger.
I don't know what kind of meter you got. What kind of, is that the digital meter you got out there?
Yeah, it's for, it covers this band and higher, but it's a little cheap one. It's a little cheap Shurikens, a little digital one. It's real little bitty square rectangle shape, black with the red LED lights in it. And I don't know, it was cheap. I don't know if it's accurate, but it seemed to be on other tests I did in the past, so... We'll try it and see, Roger.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have one like it's got SWR and it's got a power? Do you have one like that?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it measures SWR, power output, and coming back too.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. Well, good talking to you. I'm glad to hear you out there. And I don't know. I didn't hear anything. I was out there this morning, 6 o'clock. Didn't hear nobody from Ohio. Not even that 675 in Ohio.
Yeah, I don't think there's no banding going on today so far anyway. Yeah, but I'll be out on the road and... doing some tests on that, and I'll shout at you there, Roger.
Yeah, no problem. I have the radio on. I have the CYC on anyhow. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. All right, Jack. You can give me something to eat here, and we'll talk at you later. WRCX218. Well, standing by after your final.
Roger, take care, have a good day. We'll talk again today. WIUG 48.
60 Sierra India Julia, 839 monitoring. WSEU 202. WRMZ 640. WSA 690. WRVY 365, station 3 from station 2. WRVY 365. WRVY 365, station 3 from station 2. WRVY 365 calling Micah 1. WRVY 365, clear frequency.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
WRAS 504 monitoring.
Well, hello, Jim. Four, WIRG, play it eight.
How you doing there, Jack?
Very good, how are you? I haven't heard you in a little while.
Yeah, I'm still here. I just do a lot of listening. But you're kind of drifting in and out. I don't know if you're mobile or what.
Let me go to a Detroit repeater. How about now, Jim? Is now any better?
Yeah, you're coming in just as loud as you were before, but for some reason it just kept drifting in and out. But yeah, you're solid now.
Now, how you doing? You know, I got my ham tickets, didn't you?
Oh yeah, heard through the grapevine and I've heard you talking about it too, but yep. Congratulations, glad you got it. Hope you're having a good time with it.
Yeah, Hi, Jim. I had a really good time with all those repeaters out there, except digital repeater, except the 10 meter, and the 220 repeater.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting. Yeah, I just haven't been on it. Like I said, I've been on as well. I'll just sit down at the computer and just listen for a while. But, yep, not going for my ham yet. Maybe someday.
No problem. No hurry. All right, Jim. Good talking to you. I got to go back outside. I got to move the truck around to get the lawnmower out. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. WIUG 488.
Good to hear you, Jack. Talk to you later. This is WRAS 504. I'll be monitoring the channel.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
Are you out there? No response on 793 WFST 902 monitoring.
This is WRWB 49 and we're monitoring. Standing by. Thank you.
WSHR 566 to WSTU 844. Are you out there?
I heard nobody out here for about an hour and a half. This is WRWB 49.
You got WSIC 402 monitoring over here.
Go ahead there, WSIC 402.
Say people are, nobody's on here for about an hour and a half. Well, I'm just sitting here waiting for somebody to say something.
That I do. Yep, I just, you know, been out here about an hour and a half, didn't hear nobody.
Well, copy on WSTU 844, WSHR 56, clear monitoring.
Y'all been getting any storms where you're at? It looks pretty cloudy up there.
No, nothing here in McComb, Michigan. We need this little cloudiness, but other than that, it's not too bad. Cool, but it looks like it wants to rain, but it's not like dark.
Right. I'm in Warren, Michigan, so not too far from y'all.
I'm just over here in Clinton Township. That's my QTH. Yeah, when I was leaving around like 26 and I-94 area there, it looked pretty dark, but there was no rain.
Yeah, copy that.
WSIP 402. I'll be monitoring, but I'm just about home here and got to shut the radio off for a bit. So y'all have a good evening, gentlemen. I'll be monitoring.
Copy that, 402. You have a good evening, WSHR 566.
All right, take care. This is WRWB 489, and I'm going to take a standby here for a minute, and I'll probably jump back on.
WIUG 48, copy. Clear.
WRWB 49.
Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon. Looks like we're going to get some rain.
Not yet, but you're sounding good. You sound excellent. What'd you do, change the radio?
I didn't do nothing to it.
Must have changed something. Your audio is good.
Use the golden screwdriver and a hammer and chisel. 10-4.
You know that, Mike, that's the only way you got to do it. Just like Professor Don. He made a hole on that DB20G.
on the mic because he didn't know if he was getting out or not.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about something like that. You got, you know, the, you guys modified the microphone so it sounds louder, or at least the audio is a lot more clear, louder.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's what he did, and it was doing good, very loud, like you right now.
Okay.
What'd you do, just get off of work?
Well, I got off work about 30 minutes ago, about 40 minutes ago, and then went home, did some errands for a little bit. Now I'm back out, gonna take care of some other things, so.
That's good. Anyhow. Yeah, you know, sometimes you get off a little bit early or something like that. And, you know, just change the scenery of work and outside a little bit. And that's what I like.
Exactly.
Hey, Mike, good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again, don't worry. WIUG 48.
All right, there, Jack. Yeah, I'm usually out here like early in the morning, around like 4:30. That's when I'm usually out here before work. Roger.
Hey, another thing. How is Paulie, by the way? I haven't heard him in a long time.
He's doing good. I just talked to him here about 3 days ago. He's doing okay.
Well, if you hear him out there, tell him I said hello. Roger.
I will do, well, he usually monitors these things, his HT, like 24-7. The thing's always on, charged up, so.
Well, probably he's got a few things to do at home or something like that, just like I do. Can't be on the radio, but the radio is on, but you're doing something.
I copy that. Anyway, all right there, Jack. We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
This was another station out there. If there's any station out there, go ahead with your call sign. Not WIUG 48 clear.
WFTU 844 calling WSHR 566. You on the radio?
Yeah, go ahead. This is WSHR 566.
Yeah, what's going on, Kev? Just got out of work.
Oh, not much. I'm taking a break. Me and Tiny went to Menards today and got some stuff to, for the flowers and stuff. I trimmed the bushes and digged out some dead rose bushes, and we got some dirt today and topsoil, and we got some patio blocks to put by the pool, by the ladder there, and I just got done cleaning up, just taking a little break, and I got to get that dirt and stuff. I gotta put it in my wagon for my lawnmower, put it in the garage, because I'm not gonna do that today, probably Thursday. But other than that, not too much today.
Copy that. Looks like it's gonna rain around here. Shelby Township, I'm at 23 and 53.
Yeah, copy that. It's been threatening all day today. It's been raining. I talked to a couple guys on the radio about it. Hour ago, and they said the same thing, but I'm looking on the radar, there's no rain. Even by your place, there's nothing. It's all wide open, clear.
Copy that. Something going on here on 53. it's backed up bumper to bumper from on 23 miles north. It shows, shows for quite a ways.
Yeah, copy that. I'll have to turn on my my radio. I didn't have it on. I was outside.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, one thing I wanted to tell you is, you know, you can hook a Bluetooth on earbuds up to your G4. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. You'll have to show me when I see it again.
Got they're called J-Buds. You can get them at, I bought mine at Walgreens for, $40, and, yeah, they work pretty good. They're, I got them hooked up my, either my G5 or my Apple phone, but, yeah, they're nice. They work great.
Oh, yeah, Tony. Your girlfriend Tanya here said that we went at CVS at 21 in Gratiot, and I was telling Tanya, so you're going to be in the area today doing maybe some deliveries. And we, she was, yeah, the shelves were partially empty over there at CVS over there with Frito-Lay stuff.
Bro, yeah. Yeah, I'll be there Thursday. To fill it.
Yeah, I didn't know you did the one on 21 Aggression. No, it wasn't that bad. There was, the Doritos were down, and I don't, maybe the chips were down a little bit, but I mean, it wasn't real bad.
No, that's good to hear. Yeah. Yeah, they're not that busy.
Yeah, copy that.
Do you work tomorrow and Friday?
Yeah, I work tomorrow. I work with one of the captains tomorrow because I guess the two full-timers that are there tomorrow, they're going to training, so they had overtime. So I'm working with one of the captains tomorrow, and I really like working with him. So me and him will be together at Station 3 tomorrow, so I'm at 3 tomorrow, so I'll tackle the other engine tomorrow, hopefully.
All right, well, if I'm good for time, I'll stop and give you some company for a few minutes.
Tanya says, what about her? You ain't come to visit her.
I'll tell her to be there at the fire station when I'm there.
If you come by, what time do you think you'll be, if you do come by, what time roughly?
You know what, it's up in the air right now. I'm not sure. Not sure what kind of day I'm going to have tomorrow. So I'll give you a text and let you know when, if I'm ahead of schedule and I stop by.
Yeah, Cobb, if you stop by, I can pull the engine out now. So if you want more pictures of the compartments or something like that, I can do that for you if you come by.
Roger, roger. Sounds cool.
Glad I don't work retail no more. WRWV 49.
Thank you, Sides Now.
What was that?
Have you had the radio on today? You know, on GMRS, you know, for length? Or not, to the northern parts?
As far as I know, all this morning till I left here about around 11:30, 12 o'clock, there was nothing, and I came home about, I forget what time it was, around 1:30, and I had it on all day. I had it out in the garage listening, and it was deader than a doornail. I haven't even heard Dave out there today.
Roger that. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to open up the airwaves if anybody else needs to talk. So, like I said, I'm stuck in traffic here. It's bumper to bumper. So I'll let you go for now, and have a good one. We'll talk to you a little later.
Copy that. Copy that. Yeah, be safe going home, and tell Brandon and Kelly that I said hi tonight, because you said something. She was coming over for dinner, and Tanya said hi too. So yeah, maybe I'll talk to you later on the phone, or maybe they'll open up the airwaves. WSHR 566, clear after your last.
Yeah, copy that. Now, Brandon and Chloe called off. They had a whole bunch of, Chloe and took Paisley to a whole bunch of doctor visits today. She's got some kind of disease with her muscles and her legs or something like that. And they had a whole bunch of doctor visits. And she's exhausted. So they canceled for tonight. So. All right, yeah, tell Tanya I said hi, and yeah, I'll give a shout either if the band opened up or text in or call. All right, you guys take care, and talk to you a little later. WSBU 844.
Copy at WSHR 566, clear.
Hey, 844, I was going to ask you a question. In your travels, do you ever come across a guy named Gary from 7-Up? I'm sure you do. WRWB 49.
Hey, Mike. Yes, I do. Yeah, he's a merchandiser for 7-Up. He just got back from having some back on, some problems with his back, right?
I didn't know about that, but I haven't seen him in a while. And all I know is when I worked at 455 at 13 and Gratiot, every time he'd come in, he'd leave the bathroom a mess. He was annoying as hell. And he wouldn't stop talking about the Lions winning the Super Bowl.
yeah, it might be the same Gary that I know. Yeah, he merchandises, he puts all the pop-up.
Same Gary, you know, every week it was like, go Lions, Lions, baby. I'm like, Gary, the Lions are not going to go to the Super Bowl.
Come on, Mike, have faith in him.
Well, you would say this during a time when we were, like, you know, down in the dumps. I mean, even during the 0-16 season, I remember before the season started, he's like, get ready, Lions, baby.
WSU 844. Yeah, well, he's a diehard Lions fan. My wife's one of her best friends. She is, too, and... religiously.
Between working at Farmer Jack's and Kroger's for like almost 20 years, you know, I probably came across it and didn't even know it.
Hey, you never know. Because I've been with Frito for 21 years and, the only Farmer Jack that I remember ever servicing was, where was that? Oh, shoot. It was near Pontiac, or maybe Boston. I don't know. I don't remember. It's been so long. Rochester Hills, maybe? Rochester? I don't remember where it was.
The one in Rochester I know was the one that used to be the old AMG. They went A&P, bought Farmer Jack. They just changed it over and made it into a Farmer Jack. I think that was the one right there, right off 59. Is it Auburn?
Like I said, that's when I first started with Frito. I think maybe a couple years after I started with Frito-Lay, that's when I got a route and I went between... Farmer Jack, two Kroger's, and a Walmart.
Yeah, copy that. Okay.
Meyer, too, that one at Auburn and Rochester Road. I had that one.
school with the guy. He works at the Meyer at Cass and Grossbeck, and then he's also a Coke, you know, vendor. So he does both.
Copy that. All right, well, I'm going to get off to the side here. Good talking to you. And we'll talk to you again. So I'll be clear after your final, WSBU 844.
All right, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
FSP 902 and 73 out there. WFSP 902 and 73 out there. No response from 973, Mr. Sir Dave. WFSP 902. I'll be monitoring.
WIZX 218. WIZX 218. WIZ 48, copy. IZ 48, clear. WIZX 218, WIUG 48, copy. WIZX 218, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WSCI 847, WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WDHKLL. WDHKLL. KFI. KF8DRC. WSTI 847 WIG 38 copy WIGX 218 WIGX 218 WIGX 218 copy.
WSIA 776 monitoring.
WSTI 847 WIG 48 WIG 48 clear. WSTI 847 WSTI 847 WIG 48 copy.
WSIE 375 monitoring.